Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah.
My name is... Yes, hello, sir. My name is Miguel, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Alley Craft Workers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Glad to hear that, sir. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a few minutes to help us out, sir?
I don't understand what you want to talk about.
The first question is, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir?
Since 1961.
Oh, so that's over 40 years, right?
Over 50 years.
Over 50 years. Okay. And what was your primary branch of the trade, sir? Were you a bricklayer, tiles?
Bricklayer. Bricklayer.
Okay. And on the last job that you work on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper?
I was a foreman for bricklayers.
A foreman. Okay. For brick. Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I've been retired 25 years.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year, sir?
I'm 89 years old.
Okay. So you're just taking it easy now, right? Enjoying.
That's right.
Perfect, sir. And yes or no, sir? Yes. Have you considered in the past 12 months to drop in your union membership if you still have it?
No, I'm a lifetime member.
Okay, perfect. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more constructions projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were last year, sir?
I don't know. I was in New York when I was in the union. I'm not in New York now.
Okay. And how about in your local community? What would you say?
I don't know.
Okay. And do you get the sense there are more union construction projects, and you say you don't know that one? And how about this one? How about yes or no? Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects on your community?
Let me explain something to you. In Virginia, is a non-work law. Most of the construction in Virginia is non-union.
Okay. That's good. That's good to know, sir. That's good information. And like I said, this is just a question, sir. How about this one, sir? Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past, was there a steward appointed by the union or any of them?
I don't understand what you're saying.
When you were working, sir,
right.
did they had a steward appointed by the union?
The word you're saying, I don't understand.
A steward, S-T-E-W-A-R-D?
Yeah.
So they had one of those appointed on the job that you had?
No.
Okay. And how about, yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a steward by the union?
No.
And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was founded primarily through your state or local government through the federal?
No, I don't know. I don't know that.
You didn't. Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think?
I don't follow that stuff up, man.
Okay, perfect.
The questions you asking me now, I don't know.
Okay, let's move to.
I've been retired since 1994.
Okay. So let me go ahead and ask you these other questions. Looking at your family economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, will it get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I don't know.
Okay, perfect. Switching gears a bit.
So what's the point?
Oh, this is just a survey, sir.
What are you getting at?
This is just a survey that is going to help people to see where people think, where they stand on the job sites.
But you see, like I say, I when I was in the union, I lived in New York, and I've been out of New York 28 years. So right. I don't know, you know, every state is different.
Right, sir. But based on your experience, this is just questions that you can, based on your experience, that can help the workers that are working at this moment. Can I ask you the next questions?
But you can ask.
Okay, sir. Yes, okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about the experience that you had on your job site, which of the following health or safety hazards were you most concerned at that time? Were you concerned about unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, dust and air quality? Were you concerned about any of those?
No.
Okay, perfect. And how about yes or no? Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No. I just finished telling you a few minutes ago, I'm 89 years old and I'm not concerned about that stuff now.
Right, sir. I understand and I do apologize. This is just the question that I have to ask you. They are on the survey. And I do thank you for your time, sir, and your patience. And let me ask you the next one. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity, and you already said no, but again, sir, I just have to ask you, in the past 12 months, picketing, you have not, and how about political canvassing?
No.
And the last one, union organizing.
No.
Thank you, sir. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on during your time? Never? Occasionally?
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay, perfect. And how about changing the subject to the world beyond the union? Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. And you can rank them from 1 to 5. And please rank those sources from 1 to 5 with 1 being the source you are most likely to get your news from, sir.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
This is just for you to rank the local news from where you get your news from. And 5?
I don't listen to news.
Okay. So you don't... Okay, perfect. And... Okay, sir. So this completes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and patience, sir. You have a good rest of the day, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Goodbye.